Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. Science that changes your life. Science that touches all of us. And science that changes our view of the universe itself. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, then why don't you give us a call? Write this number down. 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. All you have to do is call that number. You'll get a recording. Leave your comment or question on the tape. And of course, mention your name, the frequency of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And just remember that no question is, quote, too dumb or too stupid to put on air. Sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. As I mentioned, years ago there was a young 16-year-old boy who asked himself a stupid question. Can you outrace a light beam? Such a stupid question. Well, it took him 10 years from the age of 16 to the age of 26 when he finally figured it out that no, you cannot outrace a light beam. Light is, in fact, traveling at the ultimate velocity of the universe. And who was that 16-year-old boy? Albert Einstein. So just remember that there's no question too dumb to put on the air. And you may want to get a copy of some of my latest books. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers, and I'm coming out with a new book in just a few months. So watch for it at your neighborhood bookstore. For example, I've written the book Physics of the Impossible, talking about the physics of ray guns and force fields and starships and all the stuff you see in the movies and television programs. I've written Physics of the Future, talking about the future of artificial intelligence. What will a day in the future look like? I wrote the book The Future of the Mind, talking about how we physicists are using probes to begin to decipher the thinking process. We can now record dreams. Think about that for a moment. That's how fast science is progressing as we begin to merge the brain with a computer. In Future of the Humanity, I talk about the future of the space program. How long will it be before we colonize the moon, Mars, and even beyond? Perhaps the asteroid belt, exoplanets, and who knows beyond that. And my latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And this is what I do for a living. This is why I'm on the payroll of New York City. At the City University of New York, we have a group working on string theory, which says that all the atoms we see in nature are nothing but vibrations on a tiny, tiny string. So what is physics? Physics is nothing but the harmonies that you can create on these vibrating strings. What is chemistry? Chemistry is the melodies you can play on these strings when they collide with each other. What is the universe? The universe is a symphony of strings. And then what is the mind of God that Albert Einstein spent the last 30 years of his life writing about? Well, the mind of God would be cosmic music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace. Find out more about that by getting a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, The God Equation. Well, believe it or not, I have a new book coming out in just a few more months. Watch for it at your neighborhood bookstore. It's called quantum supremacy. How quantum computers will change everything. I mean, everything. We know that the computer has already changed everything. Our lives would be impossible. Modern technology would be impossible without the computer. But eventually, the power of the computer, the digital computer, will turn to dust. And why is that? Well, computer power doubles every 18 months. So every Christmas, your Christmas presents are usually twice as powerful as last year's electronic Christmas presents. But that cannot last forever. Sooner or later, the transistor becomes as small as an atom, the ultimate limit. At that point, Silicon Valley becomes a rust belt. You know, when you go through the rust belt, you see a monument to the tremendous progress that we made 100 years ago in the Industrial Revolution. But those days are long gone. Same thing with digital computers. When a transistor becomes as small as an atom, it's all over for the digital computer. Silicon Valley could become a rust belt. We have to go to the next generation of computers beyond digital computers. What are they? Quantum computers. Computers that compute on atoms. Think about that for a moment. Using the atom itself as a way to perform calculations. How fast are they? Potentially millions, millions of times more powerful, faster than an ordinary digital computer. You know, when we pick up an abacus at an antique store, you realize that the abacus was cutting edge a few thousand years ago in Asia. But today, we find it in antique stores. Well, in the future, you may see Apple and Google and the other kinds of digital hardware in an antique store. The digital computer of today will be looked at like the abacus of old. In other words, we're talking about a new generation of computers, quantum computers, that could change everything. Now, what do we do with it? Well, in the short term, once we have them up and running, the CIA and the FBI are very much interested in this because they are so powerful. Digital computers can break any code. Think about that. Codes are done in digital, but quantum computers don't compute on digital. They compute on atoms. Quantum computers. Therefore, they can break any code. So who's worrying about this? The CIA, the FBI. In fact, all the intelligence agencies on the earth are desperately trying to master and understand when this may take place. That is, computers so powerful, they can break into any other computer network. But what about the consumer? What's in it for me? Well, what's in it for me is that this new generation of computers will be able to mimic chemical reactions that are impossible to mimic using a digital computer. Digital computers cannot model atoms, but atoms is what the universe is made of. We are made out of atoms and molecules. But unfortunately, digital computers cannot model individual atoms. It's too complicated. Atoms are made out of waves, and these waves are too complicated to simulate with a computer. But this is where quantum computers come in. Think about it. A new industrial revolution. A quantum revolution. For example, a question was made about global warming. Think about that. We'll be able to create a super battery that can energize our facilities around the world without producing carbon dioxide emissions, a new generation of energy. Not to mention fusion plants. One of the reasons why we don't have fusion is because it's too complicated to model the compression of hydrogen gas. Well, that's where quantum computers are being used now. The first generation of quantum computers are already being used in order to streamline the fusion process, which will one day give us energy for the planet Earth. In other words, what will quantum computers do? Everything. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open, so let's move on now and take the next listener phone call, because this program is for you. For you to call 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and you can be part of Science Fantastic. So let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is John. I listen to KRMS at Osage Beach. And my question is this. You see, as a Christian, I'm a creationist. However, I find that the theory of evolution is very compelling. But I find that we don't see it today. I know it takes time, but I think of dogs. We've been breeding dogs for thousands upon thousands of years. I know they came from wolves, but I believe they can still breed with dogs. But, I mean, we've made them long-haired, short leg, long leg, curly tail, straight tail, and whatnot. And if they could ever breed dogs into another creature, like a cat or something, then I'd be impressed. I was wondering what your thoughts on that. I'm also wondering about in the laboratory, say with maybe fruit flies or something, have you bred them through so many generations that they are no longer fruit flies, that they can't breed with the original fruit fly? I'd appreciate your thoughts on this. Thank you.
Well, you raise a host of different kinds of concepts, so let's take them one at a time. First of all, a lot of evolutionary biologists are Christians. They don't see any big difference. They don't see any contradiction between believing in evolution and believing in a deity. Okay? They just would assume, therefore, that the deity created beings, organisms on the planet Earth that obey the laws of evolution. So they don't see any basic contradiction between the two. However, the contradiction may arise if you think that the deity created everything, including the laws of natural selection. Now, you mentioned the dog. It turns out that if you take the DNA of the dog and know more or less the rate at which DNA mutates, you can calculate that dogs separated from wolves roughly 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years ago, we had the end of the Ice Age. And that's when humans, apparently, took some pups, raised them as their own, and these pups then bonded with humans to become the dogs of today. And so, in other words, all the variety of dogs you see, big dogs, little ones, hunting dogs, dogs that you see in any pet shop, are DNA related to the gray wolf. Okay? And then you said, well, can we breed a dog into a cat? Well, that will take, of course, even more time, but in principle, there's no reason why it can't be done, except it would take more time, because what we're doing is we're going backwards in time 10,000 years. To go backwards in time when kittens and puppies were part of the same genetic line, you would have to go back even farther than that. And that would take even more time to genetically engineer the ancient dog. And lastly, you mentioned the fruit fly. And again, if you take a look at the DNA, we know the percent of difference there are between two organisms. We know the rate at which DNA mutates. And bingo, we can then calculate more or less when the separation took place. And so a lot of the animals we see around us, like varieties of dog, we can trace back 10,000 years, but to go back farther than that, like to go between a cat and a dog, you would have to go even farther than that, which would take even more amount of time if you want to clone a dog to eventually create a cat. Could it be done? Yes. It would just take a lot of time. Okay, well, let's go on and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Kat. I'm from Alaska. I'm driving through a snowstorm right now, and I was just thinking about climate change, and I was wondering, do you think it's possible to recover from climate change and what that would look like as far as making the changes to recover from climate change? Thank you. I just started watching your show tonight, and it's amazing, so awesome. Thank you so much. Bye.
Well, you ask a very embarrassing question. We would all like to believe that we can suddenly snap our fingers and reverse the damage. But we are talking about the fact that the weather involves the entire planet Earth with all the vegetation, life forms, the clouds, the thunderstorms. That's an enormous body of matter. And at the present time, we simply don't have the muscle and the economic strength to simply snap our fingers and reverse that whole process. However, there are incremental ways that we may be able to exploit. It was mentioned recently that scientists in California have harnessed the power of fusion for the first time. It'll take, of course, another decade or so before it's commercialized, but the proof of principle has now been demonstrated. We can, in fact, reach break-even, that is, create more energy than you put into a fusion reactor. And fusion reactors have lots of advantages over oil plants and even fission uranium plants. First of all, they produce no nuclear waste. The only waste that a fusion reactor produces is helium gas, which is actually commercially valuable, and perhaps a little bit of radioactive steel. Plus, they don't melt down. Of course, fission plants melt down. We saw that in Fukushima. We saw that in Chernobyl. We saw that in Three Mile Island. But fusion plants simply shut down if the fusion reactor gets out of control. So you're not going to have catastrophic explosions and the dispersal of radioactive materials. Plus the fact, what's the basic ingredient of fusion plants? Seawater. Hydrogen from seawater. If you extract the hydrogen from seawater, you can then heat that hydrogen to tens of millions of degrees hotter than the sun and sustain a fusion process. So what's the problem? The problem is stability. To stabilize the fusion process long enough so that fusion takes place, that's why we don't have commercial fusion. But the fact that we have fusion at all was demonstrated recently in California. The next step is to begin the process of commercializing it. The next step will be probably in Europe at the ITER thermonuclear fusion reactor in southern France. The Europeans hope to be the first nation with funding from the United States and many other countries to create break-even in what is called a tokamak design by heating up hydrogen gas. Now, in addition to this, there are other ways of being able to rein in global warming. Once we have quantum computers, we'll be able to mimic chemical reactions in the memory of a computer, and then we'll be able to create a super battery. A super battery. Why don't we have the solar rage right now? We don't have the solar rage because there's a weak link in the solar cycle. We don't think about it, but it's the battery. When the sun doesn't shine and the winds don't blow, we got a problem. And that's where batteries come in. But batteries are very inefficient. We need a super battery. And the way to do that is with quantum computers. And the way to do that is to get a copy of my next book, which talks about quantum computers. So global warming is going to be one of the great challenges of the future. Is it possible that we can have a vibrant, productive economy, feed the poor, lift people out of poverty, create and unleash the initiative of people around the world? Can we do that without messing up the environment? That's going to be the big challenge for the future. Okay, well, as we said before, we're going to talk about some of the things that we've been talking about in Science Fantastic, including quantum computers and what you can do with them. We mentioned the fact that quantum computers can mimic chemical reactions. Now, think about that for a moment. Digital computers cannot reproduce a chemical reaction. A simple reaction like H2O, combining H, hydrogen, with O, oxygen, to create energy and water, such a simple process cannot be modeled using digital computers. Digital computers compute on zeros and ones. But atoms are like waves. Electrons are quantum waves, waves of probability. And the mathematics is way beyond that of ordinary digital computers. So we'll see more about this after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a USA News update. President Biden so far has no plans to visit the site of the train derailment in Ohio that released toxic chemicals, but he has ordered federal officials to go door-to-door in East Palestine to speak to residents this weekend. The murder trial of lawyer Alex Murdaugh has adjourned till Monday after the prosecution spent time Friday challenging his credibility during cross-examination. Murdaugh has admitted lying to police, but still maintains he did not kill his wife and son. The FDA is facing a new lawsuit over the abortion medication mifepristone. A dozen Democratic state attorneys general are claiming access to the medication is unnecessarily restricted. Officials around the world have marked 1 year since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Zelensky says he's certain his country will win the fight. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to take questions from the audience. That's right. Instead of reading them one at a time, we're going to put them in bunches and address some of the concepts that you email me about. And again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic directly, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, well, we've been getting a lot of questions about UFOs and balloons. In other words, the United States currently has been on record as shooting down 4 balloons, we think, things that resemble balloons anyway, from the sky. And some people are saying, what does that mean? I mean, these UFOs, what happened? Are we shooting down flying saucers in space? Or one day will we come up against an intelligent race of flying saucers and shoot them down? Are we trigger happy? Well, let's back up a bit. First of all, the United States ignored this possibility of encountering these objects for many a decade. We had the capability with our NORAD system, but it was simply considered useless to monitor these objects. These objects are probably weather balloons, toys, what have you, simply not worth surveilling. So that was one extreme. Then, of course, one balloon sailed over Alaska, Canada, and the United States, and then all hell broke loose politically. And at that point, we switched gears, and instead of ignoring the crisis, we shot them down. In fact, four of them, at last count, have been shot down. And some people are saying, are we flipping the other way? One day, we're talking as if these things didn't exist at all. Next day, we're shooting them down. And one day, what happens if one of these objects happens to be a real flying saucer from an extraterrestrial civilization? Won't that be a little dangerous? Well, let's be clear about this. It's probably true that a lot of the stuff that we now see that we didn't recognize before, a lot of them are probably weather balloons. A lot of them are probably research balloons or maybe even toys, recreational toys. Who knows? Probably a lot of them are nothing but fluff that the military deliberately neglected for many decades. But now, of course, it's front and center with regards to Chinese-U.S. relations. But even though the bulk of these things are probably natural objects that are in our atmosphere, even though a lot of them are artificial, who knows what they are, they're not dangerous, even though the bulk of them are like that, you cannot discount the fact that maybe one or two of them, or a handful of them, could be from another extraterrestrial civilization. No, I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying that I'm a scientist. Scientists need data. That's where truth comes from. We have to have more data, and shooting down the data from the sky is not the way to do it. Plus the fact that a lot of the data that was in these devices that were shot down, they're not going to be recovered. The military has given up trying to recover the debris from these encounters, and that's going to create a whole new conspiracy theory. They're going to say, why did the military deliberately shoot things down and then not go for the remnants of the crash? So I think that data is the key to the whole puzzle. We need more information. We should not be shooting these things down at a moment's notice. And we need more data. It turns out that the data for these so-called weather balloons was already in the memory banks of the computers. We just didn't look for them. We could, but it was considered basically not essential to do so. Well, I think now the military has reversed directions totally and is now beginning the process of analyzing these objects. So I think there's a lesson here. And the lesson here is, follow the data. Don't simply dismiss something because you have a prejudice ahead of time. No, keep an open mind. Realize that something that may be impossible is possible.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-Reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, then all you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, when we last left off, we were talking about what I think was a fiasco involving first ignoring the possibility of objects that are unidentified in our atmosphere, ignoring them totally, and then once we see them, we shoot them down. That's not the scientific way. You're flip-flopping because data will resolve the whole question. You can't simply assume ahead of time that these are or are not extraterrestrial. The data will decide for itself. Well, I get another series of questions, and that is that with all this modern technology that we have, with all the computers and what have we made any progress with SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence? Well, that's an interesting question. You see, SETI was conceived of back in the 1950s using radio. Radio to look for signals from alien civilizations in outer space. It was the astronomer Frank Drake who actually began the first search for intelligent signals embedded in radio waves that indicate the presence of intelligence. Well, now we're in the computer age. We think of radio as being rather old-fashioned and primitive. Why not use the full power of the computer revolution? And yes, we're now beginning to do that. One thing is to use artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence to look for signs of intelligent life in outer space. And there's several ways of doing that. First of all, if you record radio signals, what does it sound like? Gibberish. Nonsense. But that's to the unaided ear. What happens if you run it through a computer? The computer can look for patterns. Patterns that are not so obvious. And then from these patterns, deduce the presence of artificial intelligence. Or for that matter, some people are saying, let's use our detection and sensor capability to look for unorthodox objects from outer space. For example, if an alien civilization were to come zipping through our solar system, maybe they're just like us. They leave Coke bottles and trash along the way. Just like us. When we're on a camping trip, we leave all sorts of garbage in our wake. And if you were a squirrel, you would say, aha, there's signs of intelligence here because we see Coke bottles in this campsite. So That's one way of doing it, to look for the presence of intelligence by looking for waste products of intelligent beings that leave their garbage when they pass through our solar system. Well, that's one way, by looking for paleo artifacts, ancient artifacts left over by ancient visitations of aliens through our solar system. But the other possibility is also intriguing. Getting this mass of computer signals and running it through a computer that is sensitive to artificial intelligence that can decode signals that appear like gibberish to the human ear. Maybe the aliens use a different language. Or maybe their hidden language is embedded in the garbage that we hear and we totally miss the boat. That's a possibility. I had a lesson in this when Science Channel put me in a swimming pool with a bunch of dolphins. Dolphins are rather intelligent, and they use squeaks and squirks in order to communicate with each other. And if you put a tape recorder in a swimming pool with dolphins, you can hear all these chirps and squeaks and squeals. And at first you say, well, there's no intelligence there, but then you run it through a computer. And then you find, yes, there is intelligence there. And how do you do that? By looking for patterns. For example, if you run the English language in a computer program, you realize that the letter E is the most common letter in the alphabet. So you know there's intelligence by scanning human signals because the letter E is the most common. And you can create a dictionary of how often certain letters appear in a transmission of the English language. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next for us.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're taking some of the questions that I get by email and trying to answer them bunch by bunch rather than individually. Another large set of questions I get is about the aging process. Why do we have to die? Is it possible that science can give us the secret of immortality? Is it possible that within all this data that we've accumulated, there is a needle in the haystack that will give us the key to living forever? Well, in the short term, we're not there yet. But in the long term, there are some intriguing possibilities. The first one is something called telomeres. If you look at a chromosome looks like a string, and it has caps on the ends of the string. Every time the chromosome splits and divides, the cap gets shorter and shorter. Eventually, after about 60 reproductions, a skin cell gets so short that the telomeres basically dissolve and the cell dies. In fact, that's why skin cells die. They're programmed to die. They're programmed to die after about 60 reproductions. Well, you may say to yourself, if telomeres are like a clock that measures how long we can live, then can we stop the clock? And the answer is yes. It turns out that there is an enzyme called telomerase that can stop the action of the telomeres. So in other words, the telomeres are like a clock that gets shorter and shorter and shorter with every reproduction until they get so short that the cell doesn't function anymore, and it goes into senescence, and eventually it dies. But telomerase stops the clock. This is rather interesting. In fact, this body of information won the Nobel Prize recently. It was so dramatic that we can actually have a window in on the aging process. Now, does it sound too good to be true? Well, in some sense, yes. It turns out that with telomerase, we can stop the clock. That cells can divide not just 60 times, they can divide thousands of times. They are immortal. In fact, this has introduced a new word into the English language, to immortalize. That's a new word in the English language, to make something immortal. We can do that with telomerase by stopping the aging process of a clock. So, what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace here, right? The catch is that that's what cancer cells do to kill you. Why do cancer cells kill you? Because they are immortal. Because they keep on dividing until they create a tumor. Tumor gets bigger and bigger until bodily functions cease and you die. So in other words, something that gives immortal life to a cancer cell is deadly business, unless you can control it. So some people are saying that that's one way to attain immortality, if we can also cure cancer simultaneously. Now, there's a second way of doing it, and that's using antioxidants. And some people think that, well, if you take a look at a car, for example, where does aging take place in a car? Well, the engine. Why? That's where you have moving parts. And that's where you have combustion taking place, chemical reactions that degrade the efficiency of the engine. So where is the engine of a cell? That's where airs build up. Just like the engine is where airs build up. Where is the engine of a cell? The engine of a cell is the mitochondria. Bingo. We now know where most of the aging takes place. Combustion creates a disorder, waste, mistakes. Mistakes are aging. And so by fixing these mistakes one day, by being able to replace the DNA code, fix the code of the mitochondria, we might be able to live forever. Third, there's a process called cell rejuvenation. I mean, think about it for a moment. When you're born, the sperm meets the egg, and an embryo is formed, and the embryo has a clean slate. We're starting all over again. All the mistakes and errors that built up during your teenage years, during your 20s and 30s, and until you became an old person, all those mistakes eventually led to your death. But the sperm and the egg start fresh. This process is called genetic rejuvenation, and some people have thought to themselves, well, what happens if we can harness that? That we can then duplicate this process and literally become young again. Literally become young again. Well, that's gotten a lot of attention in Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley billionaires, no matter how rich they are, they know they will eventually die. They know that every time they look in a mirror, they realize, hey, I'm mortal, just like the guy outside cleaning up the garbage. He's mortal, I'm mortal too. And you can see that in the wrinkles in your mirror. And so Silicon Valley billionaires are now putting their money where their mouths are and beginning to look carefully at these kinds of therapies. Is it possible that one day we can stop the clock with telomeres? Is it possible that we can eliminate the wear and tear by using antioxidants like resveratrol? Is it possible that we can even reroute our genetic code and eliminate all the mistakes in the genetic code, literally become young again? Is that possible? Well, the short answer is probably yeah. But are we there yet? No. I don't want to get people's hopes up too much. No, we're not there yet. It's a long-sought goal to live forever, to find the fountain of youth. But let's be blunt about this. We're not there yet. Now, if you go to a drugstore, however, you're told to apply this cream and you can take 10 years off your skin. Well, yes and no. The only active ingredient in most of that stuff that you buy at the drugstore, I once asked a doctor about this, is moisturizer. A simple chemical reaction, puffing up the skin with moisture. That is the basis of the only thing that works in a drugstore. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.